the Lies of the Third Temple, Part 108. I'm Professor Hannes Redderhuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh in South Africa, Pretoria, Montwana. Should you require any of the books which I've written or have a question, please contact us at our WhatsApp number +27 International Code 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in your study, you are very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information up till now. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel, become part of the group, subscribe to the channel. If I say part of the group, the Bible study group, subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications of all the other studies as well. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least I have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a writing pad, and able to make notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are so very, very welcome. I trust that this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahweh. I just want to emphasize here that for the last 23 years, nearly 24 years, January will be 24 years, but for the last 23 years, I have not belonged to any denomination, organization, church, or group. I function in the revelation word of Yahweh. We will continue where we left off. We still are using the research material of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. And they make the following statement. I'm just going back half a little yard. Short-term objectives, just to get a flow of it. It is the first short-term objective is to strengthen the organizational structure of the movement in Jerusalem. So it's not a church or something, it's a movement. They say to strengthen the organizational structure of the movement in Jerusalem in order to pursue a long-term objective. To raise the awareness of the people of Israel to the significance of their nation in God's plan of redemption. They had the plan of redemption. They by themselves rejected Yahweh. When Pontius Pilate says, "Yes, Barabbas, yes, Yahweh, who do you want to crucify? Who must I set free?" They say, "I'd crucify Yahweh. Let Barabbas go. A murderer. Let him go." Pontius Pilate took water to wash his hands. "I find no sin in Yahweh." Then Israel shout, "Let his blood be upon us and our children and our grandchildren, nations, generations to come." Now they need a plan of redemption. Yahweh, according to his word, have provided a plan of redemption. If you can study the book Revelation, that's why it's so important. If you haven't started with the study, the revelation of the book Revelation, go to my website. So start with the YouTube messages, studies, part one, the revelation of the book Revelation. Just walk them through, And you will find that Yahweh has already made a plan of redemption for Israel. He doesn't need a third temple. Not according to the Bible. According to the theologians and the theology of the internet, they and people that doesn't understand the word, they want a plan of redemption. But the plan of redemption was 2,000 years ago, Yahweh, which they rejected. In the book of Revelation, he has a plan of redemption where one third of Israel, which is the remnant of Israel, will be saved through the blood of Yahweh. by the preaching of the 144,000, 12,000 from every tribe of Jacob. He has provided with a plan. He came with a plan. Yahweh, my Elohim, has never been planless. He always has a worked out plan. It's the people that doesn't understand. How does the book of Revelation function and what's the purpose of it? To raise the awareness of the people of Israel to the significance of their nation in God's plan for redemption. This will be accomplished in a number of ways, including A. Now listen what I say. Listen, I'm just going to read this again. I don't want you to miss what I'm saying. To raise the awareness of the people of Israel to the significance of their nation in God's plan of redemption. God's plan of redemption is nothing else than the blood of Yahushua. He doesn't have a backup plan. God or Yahweh El Elohim hasn't worked a backup plan. Just in case the one doesn't work, it's going to supply. No, no, no. Before the foundation of the earth, Yahweh has a plan for man, for humanity. He has a plan. He has a plan of redemption through the blood of Yahushua. Now he says that the God's plan of redemption, this will be accomplished in a number of ways, including A, youth education. Now, this is what I want to do for the third temple. Youth education. Forming of youth clubs. You see, they're concentrating on the younger generation. Why? Because the older generation knows the scripture. They can't convince you and me, who understands the Bible, who's come with the Bible for many years. They can't, but the young people. And that's why it's so important for us as Yahwist to educate our children in the Word, in the Bible studies, in the Revelation Word. So that in time to come, when they come with this third temple theology, that you can withstand it. A, youth education. B, forming a youth clubs. The forming of youth clubs. C, publication and programming of relevant educational materials. Print books, print comics, print movies, make videos about the third temple. This is what they want. Print it in the brains, in the minds of children. Make it part of Protestant and charismatic theology. Let the pastors preach about the third temple and teach about the third temple. And you know how many of them are doing it today? Because they don't know the scriptures. The Bible says you dwell because you don't know the word, the scriptures, and the power of Yahweh. He says to demonstrate the fulfillment of the Tanakh to the people of Israel. We don't dwell in the Tanakh. We dwell in the revelation word of Yahweh. We have nothing to do with the Tanakh. The Tanakh had its time. It had its time. To publicly proclaim the message of the Temple Mount. Listen what they say. To publicly proclaim the message of the Temple Mount and the Land of Israel movement. In newspapers, flyers, posters, newsletters, on radio and television. Internet, use everything. And promote a third temple theology. Although it's totally unbiblical, promote it. Confuse the people. Invade the mindset of the youth. And this is what they do. New papers, flyers, posters, newsletters, radios, televisions, internet, cell phones, comics, posters, colorful posters. To buy a house in the old city. I say to buy a house in the old city, in brackets, biblical Jerusalem, near the Temple Mount to establish a spiritual and educational center to be used by everyone. Well, this is what they want them to do. And that's why they're accumulating millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. This Third Temple Foundation. They have millions upon millions upon millions. For what? They want to create a spiritual place for studies. An educational center to be used by everyone. It says a 4-ton cornerstone will be stored and exhibit on the site. A 4-ton cornerstone. You know what is that? It's something like an obelisk. An obelisk, they call it a cornerstone. An obelisk, which is the Egyptian sign, which is a Roman Catholic sign. The first stone of the temple, the third temple, will soon be laid. You are lying to the people. This was in 1985 or 89 that this was written. The first stone of the third temple will soon be laid. It hasn't happened up till now. It's nearly 50 years later, 45 years later. It hasn't happened. As long as Islam is on the Temple Mount, they will not allow any Israeli to lay any cornerstone. Forget about it. That will be the beginning of the Third World War. He says to organize conferences for the study of the issuing dealing with the Temple Mount and the Third Temple. To organize conferences. If you want to organize a conference today, the Third Temple Mount Institutional will gladly fund you. All the funding. But they will want their people to come and speak and do the teachings. And what will they promote? A third temple on the Temple Mount. Do you think Islam will ever allow that? Now, the third point they're making is vision and redemption. Vision and redemption. They had a long-term objective, small-term objective, short-term objective. Now, they're drawing our attention to vision and redemption. They say the Temple Mount and Land of Israel Faithful Movement. And who's the Faithful Movement? This is Jerusalem movement. The Temple Mount and Land of Israel Faithful Movement understands the phenomenon of modern Israel as the beginning of the redemption of the world. Rubbish. There is not one scripture. You give me the scripture. In the Old or New Testament, that says before the coming of Yahushua, the redemption of the world. What does the word redemption mean? It means to be set free. It needs to be changed. It needs to be altered. The best word is to be set free, redeemed. Redemption comes from the word redeemed. How are we redeemed today? We have been redeemed from 613 laws of Moses, which did not have eternal life. Why? Because the offering blood was the blood of animals. Our redemption has come through the redemption blood of Yahushua, our Redeemer, 2,000 years ago. But it's so new. It is as if it just happened last week. To us as Yahweh's, the happening of Yahushua, his life, his 3 years ministry, life ministry, it is like it's just happened last week. We can see it happen. We can experience it. We can feel it. Why? Because the redemption blood of Yahshua is vibrant. And it's running through the veins of every Yahvist and born again part of the bride of Yahshua. They want us to make believe in a phenomenon of a modern Israel being redeemed by having a third temple. There's no redemption in a third temple. Third temple is going backwards. You're playing the movie backwards. I can remember when we were youngsters, they had the 16mm movies, the big reels, and the machine. You play it, and then you can reverse it. Place in reverse, and then everything is going back in slow motion, all backwards. And this is what's happening with the third temple idea. You're playing history backwards in slow movement, going back to the offerings of lambs and doves, missing out the redemption blood of Yahshua. And doing that, they don't mind who they are walking over and who they are taking with them to hell. Because that's where it's going to end up. Because it's a pagan idea. It's not what Yahweh has meant for the bride to have or to know. I'm going to stop here and I'm going to continue tomorrow morning if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.